KFIZ News Time is 10:11, 11 minutes past 10 o'clock here on a Tuesday morning, 19th day of January of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you from the AirTech Heating Studios. This is Fond du Lac Today here for this morning on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. And always good to chat about some local history topics with Tracy Reinhardt from the Fond du Lac County Historical Society. She's kind enough to join us a couple times a month to give us a little history lesson and talk about some interesting things. Last time we chatted, we talked about the Centennial Booklet from 1936, which is kind of a cool look back into the past. And we're going to talk about living through history and an interesting piece of history from the local area that happened a number of years back, obviously. But talk about living through history, our primary topic here this morning with Tracy. Mm-hmm. Tracy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Just feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, it's another week.
The cold hasn't hit yet.
That's true, yeah. It's going to get colder as the week goes on, but like I told you off the air, I'm glad to be inside. That's for certain.
Right. Well, this morning I wanted to talk because we are really, and as a historian, I think of this a good deal more than most people, but mm-hmm. we are living through quite a historic moment right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not referring to politics, I'm referring to COVID.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're going through a pandemic, we are actually living it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't very many people, you know, the last time we had a pandemic was 1918. So I don't think there are many people still living who survived and remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to, as a historian, I think of these are hard times. These are difficult times for many people because of the death. And one of the things that I've always noticed in history is we only remember the positive things. And, oh my gosh, you know, we were poor, but through our effort, we made it good and we survived and we were happy and mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. And so the negative things, the hardships tend to be swept under the rug and mm-hmm. forgotten about. And I had this really come to fruition about 3 years ago when someone came into the Historical Society trying to track down and find out whether the rumor of some lead poisoning in the eastern part of our county was true or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I had always heard this story. But for historians, you have to have, when you have an oral history, when you have a story that there was lead poisoning, and the story is that a doctor was treating a patient, and when he left the patient's room, he happened to look up and see that the mother had left a loaf of bread rising in the windowsill in the sun to make the dough rise. And he happened to notice something glinting in the bread dough. And he went over, and that's when he noticed the flecks of lead that were in the dough.
Hmm.
And this is a story that hasn't been confirmed because you have to have a second independent document
mm-hmm.
that verifies a story before it really becomes a fact.
Right.
And so these people, I had some visitors from the state of Oregon, I believe they were from, who came to Fond du Lac County on their vacation to try and verify because they said members of their family had died during this lead poisoning problem.
Wow.
And so they were trying to verify whether the story was true or not
mm-hmm.
and find some documentation, which we did not have. No, I've heard the story. I've heard the rumors about this, but nobody could find any document, any fact that this happened, especially because we didn't have a date. We didn't know when this happened. And so because I had heard the story before, I started a little digging. And I found the first story was printed in a book about Wisconsin history, written about 1954, where the original story was that it was the lead poisoning was from a mill in Doddyville,
mm-hmm.
and that the doctor had found out the source of the illnesses based on the bread dough in the window story. So there was partial truth to this story. But then as we dug deeper, I did find or was able to confirm this woman's story, because there was every 10 years in the early days, when the census taker came around, he also had to record the names of who died in the family within the last year. And so I found this woman's family with three children who died on a mortality schedule, and it said they died of lead poisoning. The family lived in Mount Calvary, and it turned out that the census taker documented the whole lead poisoning story. And I'm going to read you what he said.
Okay.
He said that the lead poisoning was in... death ensued by lead being poured into the grooves of a millstone innocently by a miller in the town of Forest. When grinding, it diffused itself into the flour. Now, he says, also, through the consumption of this flour, from 300 to 400 people became seriously ill, and about 10 to 15 died.
Wow.
Of lead poisoning. So this is 1860. And this mortality schedule, since this is a federal document, becomes the second official, and it's very official because it's a federal document, verified that this really did happen. And then I had a year to look for. And we did find then newspaper clippings in it was a statewide story about this lead poisoning, but we found many newspaper clippings about the epidemic of lead poisoning in the eastern half of Fond du Lac County. So I always use this as an example of, it's great when we remember all of the good things and the good times, but you also have to acknowledge that there were hardships. Because if you only remember the good things when you're studying history, sometimes you feel like you can't relate because their life, you know, the life of our president, all our presidents are, you know, Washington, you know, chopped down the cherry tree and Lincoln returned a penny that he had mistaken. You know, you hear those stories and then you think everybody that is of historical importance is perfect. And they aren't.
Right.
And they lived through hard times. So I don't like to see hard times like lead poisoning being swept under the rug and forgotten, because we have to, you know, acknowledge that things were not always easy in the past, and that's part of history. And you have to study it and save it and preserve it. So we're living through history now also.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just thinking when you told me about the topic for the day, all the historical moments that, you know, I, growing up, lived through. You look back to, you know, I mean, 9/11, we all remember the day, where we were that day. You think back to, you know, elections, the election of Barack Obama as our first black president back in 2008, and now 2020 into 2021, not just for the political side, but also the pandemic side, primarily. There's so much that, you know, I mean, when you hear the story of these things, it's, you know, this person persevered, like you said, this person became this first person to do this, and you hear kind of those good stories, but obviously with with national tragedies, you need to hear the whole picture to understand the whole picture, right?
You need to balance it out so that you can relate and realize these people weren't perfect, but they went on to help the country. Or, you know, when you study anybody in local history, whether it's your local official, whether it's a local businessman, you know, they didn't have everything handed to them. And studying history helps you to relate better to what went on and realize they're just the same as you and I.
Absolutely. Yeah. They might have biographies published with them, but you know, there's they grew up kind of humble backgrounds, and you know, they had imperfect moments, and you know, they got to where they are through, you know, obviously hard work and perseverance like you hear about, but they had challenges in their life, and That's an important thing to remember.
I just uncovered a story about an old, a person who was a sheriff for Fond du Lac County. And they had their hardships too, because turns out that this sheriff had a son who ran away from home. And before he left home, he freed the prisoners that were in jail. So, you know, things happen. Nobody's perfect. And this poor sheriff had a son who wasn't the best, so runs away from home. But before he does, he opens up the jail cell. So you never know what you're going to find, mm-hmm. and it needs to be remembered and not swept under the rug.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Tracy, thank you so much as always. We'll talk again next month. Have a great day.
All right. You have a great day, too.
Tracy Reinhart joining us from the Fond du Lac County Historical Society, talking about living through history and talking about the lead poisoning in Dodieville example. Make sure you get both sides of the story, all sides of the story. When